KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
This is Cora Gibson. This message is based upon God's love, according to St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Today, I'm coming to you from 1 John 1:9. And they say, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And the Amplified reads as follows. If we freely admit that we have sinned and confessed our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to his will and purpose, thought or action. You know, God has promised forgiveness to his believers. He will forgive sin because he's a loving God and he's a gracious God. And God desires no man to be destroyed or perish. But you know, God will cleanse us and forgive us for all unrighteousness. You know, and when you talk about confessing our sin, the Greek word for confess is hemologio. And it means to assent or to acknowledge. In other words, we're to admit the truth and own up to it. In other words, when we go to God and we repent and confess of our sins, we are telling God exactly what we have done, and we are not trying to hide anything from him, but we're being on the up and up with God. You know, we're to tell God all about the things that we have done wrong. We go to God. We don't have to go in fear. We don't have to fear him because he's a loving God and he's a forgiving God. But you know, this verse is telling us that if we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And when we talk about God being faithful, that's telling us that he's trustworthy and that, he said whatever he said, he's going to do it. He will do exactly what he said he would do. He is reliable, so we can depend on him. We can have confidence in him. We can rely upon him. So if he said he will forgive us of our sin, God is going to do exactly what he said. It is our responsibility to go to God and confess our sins to him. Tell him exactly what we have done and go to him with faith and knowing without a shadow of a doubt that God is going to forgive us of our sin. You know, he cleanses us once we confess our sin and ask for our forgiveness. You know, in Psalm 32:5 say, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I hid not. But you know, he said, I said I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquities of my sin. In other words, what the psalmist is saying is that he went to God, he talked to God, he told God all the wrong that he had done. He did not try to hide his sins. He was honest. He just laid it out to God and told God exactly what he had done. But you know, he did not let pride keep him from confessing his sins. You know, I begin to think so many times people are go to God and say they're confessing their sin, and instead of talking to God, telling God exactly what has happened, they'll say, God, if I. But when we go to God, we can't go with him saying if. We just have to go to him and tell him exactly the way it is. But you know, We have to be honest with God and be and tell him all our sins. Because you know what? When we confess, God is going to hear us. Like I often tell God, God, when I pray, I know you hear me. And I know that when you go to him, he hears you because you're going to him with all sincerity and you're being honest with him. You know, 2 Peter 3:9 say, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but in longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In other words, God is not slow to do what he has promised that he's going to do. You know, as some people think of being slow or slackful, but instead God is patient because he does not want anyone to be destroyed, and he wants all to come to repentance. You know, I'm going to talk a little bit about sin. When we talk about sin, sin is the transgression of God's will, either by omitting to do what God's law requires or by doing what it forbid. In other words, when we omit doing what God's law requires us to do, in other words, it's a failure to perform or neglecting or just not doing what you're supposed to do. And then when it say forbidden, by doing what is forbidden, in other words, we're doing what the Bible tells us is a sin. Thou should not do this, thou should not do that, or whatever. But we deliberately do what God's word has forbid us to do. But what we have to realize is that sin is a barrier, and it separates us from God. You know, and that's where death comes in. In Romans 6:23, it says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You know, when we talk about death, this is talking about a spiritual life. When sin has set in, a barrier is there. And then there is no relationship with God. And if there is no relationship with God, then that relationship is dead. We have no relationship with him. You know, I think about the scripture that said, if you have not the Spirit of God, you're none of his. In other words, it's saying that we have no relationship with him. We are only his creation if we have not the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside. So we want, you know, it say eternal life. When we go to God and we repent and turn from those old wicked ways and we give our life to God, this is when we receive eternal life. And eternal life is when we receive it at that moment and we'll have it for as long as we're around the throne of God. So we don't want death, but we want eternal life today. You know, Luke 13:3, I tell you, nay, but except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You know, when we talk about repenting, we're talking about turning away from sin and turning back to God. You know, when we repent, that's a change of mind. You know, and there's a feeling of remorse or regret for the past conduct or the past sins that we have committed. So true repentance is godly sorrow. In other words, we really are sorry for all the sins that we have committed. So we turn and we're going back into the opposite direction. This is what repentance is. In other words, we're walking away from that old life, all that old things we have been doing, things, the sins that were causing us to be separated and putting that barrier between us and God. So now we've repented, we've confessed, and we're turning around now, and we're walking back toward God. Repentance is God's will that we turn from sin and dead works. And like I say, dead works, that is that old nature, that old things that we have been doing. You know, you can read it in Acts 8:22 and Hebrews 6:1. But repentance is God's will and pleasure. God also command that we repent. You know, without repentance, we cannot be saved. Again, Luke 13 and 3, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. So repentance brings restoration. In other words, we're restoring our relationship back to God. So repentance, when we repent, it must be serious. We must be serious about the repenting. 1 Samuel 7 and 3, Samuel told the people of Israel, if they do return to God, they had to do it with their hearts and put away their strange God. In other words, they were prepared their hearts unto God and to serve him. So when we go to God, we have to go to God, and we have to go with it from the heart. We can't go with lip service. We have to go to God and let him know that we have served and we are walking away from the sin. And then two, pride hinders us from repentance. We don't want to go to God with pride. We want to go to God humble as we can and knowing that he's going to forgive us. You know, turning to God from idols, turning to God from the idols and serving the true and living God. You know, idols are anything that is put before God. I saw on Facebook where someone wrote that God closed the sports arena, he closed the movies, and he closed the restaurant because we had gotten to where we, as people of God, God's children, born again believers, we had started putting these things before God. And like I say, anything that we put before God, that is our God, even if we don't intend for it, but it becomes our God. You know, on social media, I saw where someone was pleading and begging God, please heal, please heal. But you know, when we go to God, we don't have to go to God begging. We go to God and just ask him. All we have to do is ask God to forgive us of our sin. Confess them to him, repent from him, turn away from him, turn and walk back toward God. You know, again, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, say, if my people, which is God's people, the body of Christ, born again believers, the bride of Christ, however you want to put it, it tell them and say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, in other words, confess our sins to God. He say, and seek my face. In other words, go after God. Search for him. Inquire about him. Ask about him. Want him and desire. Do whatever you have to do to get back into a relationship with God. And he say, and turn from their wicked ways. Stop doing the things that is wrong and contrary to the word of God. You know, this is a national repentance, and it was for the nation of Israel. You know, I begin to think, you know, if we, as Americans, the nation of America, the United States, if we will go to God and repent and ask him to forgive us of our sin, man, what a mighty greatness that would be. But you know, we have to turn from all our wrong and turn back to God. And you know, too, one thing I want to say is, you know, in order to get forgiveness or to have give remission for our sins, we have to repent. We can't go any other way. If we come any other way, the Bible tells us we come as a thief. But when we go to God and we ask him to forgive us of our sin, that's the only way we can be forgiven of sin. God is a loving God. He's standing there with open arms. He's waiting for us to come to him and repent. When we repent, God will heal our land. God will hear our prayers. He's waiting for us to come to him and to turn to him. I ask you to be blessed and to repent. Turn from all your wicked ways, for God loves you. Hope you enjoyed this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4255. 4539. Please join me at this time next week. I would like to invite you to our church service, Tuesday night Bible study, 7 p.m., Wednesday noonday prayer, 12 to 1 p.m., Sunday morning worship, 11 a.m., and that's Rebirth Ministries, 1226 MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 318-769-1994. John Belton, Senior Pastor.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM. Now in Alexandria, the Wooddale Chiropractic Clinic at 711 Bolton Avenue. Dr. Paul Matthews is seeing patients suffering from neck, back, and joint pain from accidents or incidents. The phone number is 318-625-7103. The Wooddale Chiropractic Clinic is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Minden, Louisiana, here we come with Minden's first blues and southern soul concert of the summer. And boy, do we have a show for you, starring the godfather of southern soul, Carl Sims. Jay Hammer. It's Saturday, August 7th at the Farm in Minden, Louisiana, on Highway 80. Hey, we ain't through. We also got Jeff Floyd. Somebody's gonna lose. Crystal Thomas. The old country girl. And Donnie Ray. Minden, Louisiana, we're coming to party with you. Saturday, August 7th at the Farm on Highway 80. For vendors and information, call 318-617-5084 or 318-220-6118. Tickets on sale at King of Wings in Shreveport, Vernon's Barbershop in Bossier City, Louisiana, Quick Car Wash in Minden, Louisiana, and Zach Barbershop in Cullen, Louisiana.
Masculine before gender.
Will's
there. Entertainment is a proud sponsor of KYTKQJOFM. The City of Alexandria presents the 2021 Summer Enrichment Camp at the Alexandria Youth and Teen Center, 1801 Sylvester Street, every Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. For ages 6 through 12, there's a $35 one-time registration and a $50 weekly fee. The Alexandria Summer Enrichment Camp, June 1st through August 6th. Breakfast, lunch, and an afternoon snack will be provided. You'll be able to pay in person at City Hall or mail your payment to the Division of Community Services, Post Office Box 71, Alexandria, 71301. For more information, email Youth Programs, Community Services at cityofalex.com, 318-441-6721. The 2021 Summer Enrichment Camp at the Alexandria Youth and Teen Center. Make sure you're there.
The City of Alexandria is proud underwriting sponsors of KAYTKQJO.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff leads an ultra-pressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C&D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507. Anointed King Cuts. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way. Anointed King Cuts. You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cuts is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Well. AJP, 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 duh, my block.
Yeah. be to my God, who giveth me the victory. Thanks be unto God, who giveth me the victory. Thanks be to my God, who giveth me the victory.
I got
victory.
I got no reason to fear. I got Jesus on my side. I got that.
That's Anthony Brown and Groove Therapy with I Got That. You're listening to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on KAYTKQJOFM. As we get into vaccination season, there's another vaccination event happening at the Mount Calvary Baptist Church Saturday, July 17th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The National Guard will be there. And if you are a youngster, you can get your parents' permission and consent, and you can get vaccinated if you're 18 or above. Request what type of vaccine you prefer. They'll all be there at the Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church Saturday, July 17th, starting at 11 a.m. And that's what's up with that. All right, are you ready for Bible Jeopardy? Here is your clue from the category
people.
All right, one more time. For whom did the Thessalonians become models? Was it for all unbelievers in Macedonia and Achaia? Is it for